this again. Hey, this is Hell Best. I'm Coop. And today we're going to talk about the coaching strategy of mirroring. Years ago, when I was working for 321 Go Project, almost a decade ago now, I was sitting in Atlanta at a Waffle House with my friend Josh. Josh is a very smart dude. He's head of the CrossFit Foundation at the time and might still be. And I was laying everything out for him. I was angry. Oh, there's a values misalignment. You know, I'm producing all the content. I'm getting all the clients. They're coming to me and they're holding me back and they just want me to sell courses. And I don't believe in selling courses. I don't think it gets clients results. And I was giving him all these reasons that I wanted to quit, but I wasn't quitting. And he said, what could they say that would make you want to stay? I thought for a minute and I said, you know what? There's nothing they could say that would make me want to stay. And he said, well, then you're lying to yourself and you're lying to them by staying. You have to tell them the truth that you're going to leave and then you have to do it. That's mirroring. And that is a very high level strategy that's enormously effective. I was reminded of the strategy again last week at Strategic Coach. Whenever somebody would ask a question in the audience, the coach would usually mirror the question back to them. Well, if you don't make the change, what does life look like for you a year from today? And then he would follow up with, now let's say that you do make that change. What does life look like for you a year from today? That's what mirroring is. It's asking questions back and letting the client answer themselves. You're also building a really great skill of introspection in the client. So first, I'm going to give you some core coaching questions that will help with mirroring. And then I'm going to give you some specific examples from our curriculum. So first one is great. Like, what do you think will happen if you don't make this change? Okay, I'll give you a good example of this in a moment. A second question is, what would success look like to you if this problem was solved for you? A very good one, right? It paints a picture of like why they would want to do this. Third one, what's stopping you from taking action right now? Like, let them tell you why. And it's not that you're trying to prove that you're smarter or you're trying to trick them or give them this like, ah, you're right, I'm the obstacle. You're actually asking them with curiosity, what's stopping you from taking action right now, and letting them tell you. Fourth, this is a good one. If you could wave a magic wand, what would be different in your business right now? And that will tell them like what they're trying to get to. A fifth one is, how would your future self thank you for making this decision today? You know, I want to actually try that one in my gym, but it's a great one for a gym owner that's struggling to get the work done. The next one is, what do you know deep down that you're afraid to admit? So this is something where people might actually start going deeper, and this could potentially turn into therapy, but just having them ask this question, like, what do you know deep down that you're scared to admit right now? You know, one of the things might be like, well, I know my gym isn't the best and people are going to leave if I raise prices, or I don't feel like I'm worth this higher price. Like, you might actually get to that. And if that's the case, then you can start working through it. Like, identifying the root problem is the first step. A seventh good question is, what's the smallest first step you can take right now? Quite often, we try to make things 8-year-old easy for people by giving them that first step. And if you ask them, what do you think the first step is that you could take right now? They'll either say, I don't know what to do. And then you can tell them the step, or they might actually come up with the step that you are going to give them, but now it's their idea. So it's a good idea. All right, let's go through these one at a time and give you some specific examples. Mirroring question number one, what would happen if you didn't make this change? So here's an example. A gym owner is hesitant to increase their prices, even though they're not very profitable. Well, if I don't make this change, I won't be able to pay my coaches fairly or invest in the equipment or be able to afford my rent when it inevitably goes up. Great, right? Like, you've got three things out of them there that you can dig into. And you can actually leverage that now in future conversations when you're saying like, hey, look, this, remember, we're doing this rate increase because you want to be able to pay your coaches more. Second, what would success look like if you solve this problem? Here's a good example. They're struggling with client retention after, you know, they've run like a 6-week onboarding challenge and they're having trouble converting people into long-term memberships. You can ask them, what would success look like if you solve this problem? And their response might be, well, if I could create a pathway from short-term challenges to long-term memberships, then my revenue and client base would stabilize. I wouldn't have all this stress. I wouldn't be worried about converting people. I wouldn't have to do all this marketing to keep bringing people in. Wonderful, right? So now they know what's at stake and what the upside is for them. The third example is, what's stopping you from taking action right now? Here's a good example that I heard this week. A gym owner knows they need to hire, but they haven't posted the job despite the mentor talking to them about it for 3 months. And if we said, what's stopping you from taking action right now? They might say, I'm worried about finding the right person, but I guess I won't know until I start the search. Or I'm worried about investing time into finding the right person, but you know, I guess I have to do it. The fourth question was, if you could wave a magic wand, what would be different in your business? So here's a great one that I heard on a call this week. The example is that the gym owner feels stuck in daily operations and they want more time for strategy. Well, if you said, if you could wave a magic wand, what would be different in your business? They might say, I would have a manager in place to handle the day-to-day, freeing me up for big picture planning. Or it might be, I could, you know, delegate and stay home on Monday to work on the business, etc. Or I would hire, maybe something simple, this was me, I would hire somebody to take the 6 a.m. class so that I could invest my golden hour into something that actually grows my business. Fifth question was, how would your future self thank you for making this decision today? So here's an example. They're debating a move to semi-private training, but they fear that their current clients won't like it. Well, if you said, how would your future self thank you for making this decision today? It gets them focused on the outcome, not the process. And so they might say, well, the future me would be thankful that I created a scalable model with less burnout and better margins. The sixth question is, what do you know deep down that you're afraid to admit? And this is a great example. I'm sure we've all heard this one. The gym owner feels loyal to a staff member who's underperforming. And so if we ask them, what do you know deep down that you're afraid to admit? They might say, I know I need to have a hard conversation and hold them accountable to expectations, but I'm scared that they're going to say it's my fault, or I'm scared I'm going to feel guilty, or I'm scared that I will feel guilty because they'll fall on their face and be broken, destitute, and have to sell their house. I've had that conversation with Bonnie myself. But once they've addressed that, then you can ask them a follow-up question. Well, do you trust this person to land on their feet? Do you trust this person to not push it back at you? You know, do you believe that you are at fault? That kind of thing. Seventh good question is, what's the smallest first step you can take right now? Here's a great example, and I heard this one on a call with a few of you last week. A gym owner is overwhelmed by marketing, and they haven't done any of the social media posts. So despite giving them copy-paste in stage one and giving them the massive content vault in growth stage, they still are not doing this consistently. And so if we ask them, what's the smallest first step you can take right now, they can say, well, I could just go make one post today and start building momentum. And then, of course, you know, you can do that with them right on the call. So you can test these strategies. You can take these seven questions and you can start practicing mirroring with clients right on your next call. In fact, that's what I suggest you do. You open up your book for the week. You say, here's my first call. Here's their biggest challenge. You look at their notes. What's a mirroring question that I can use to have them look within, do a little bit of introspection, and get them moving? Is the problem that they don't know what to do? Is the problem that they're not motivated to do it? Is the problem that they don't know what the first step is, or that they're just not taking action, that they're overwhelmed? And then use one of these mirroring questions to help the client realize what they need to do, tell you what they need to do, and then just ask them, did you do that thing that you said that you needed to do later? Hope this helps. This is Help Best. I'm Coop. Thank you for your service to these gym owners.